80s classic to start us off, Tainted Love from Soft Cell on this Tuesday, 30th of July. Is today 30 days has been around, oh no, there's one more, isn't there? I was just trying to work out, was today the last day of
oh
the month?
No, yeah, there's another one, yeah.
There's one more to come. 7 minutes past 6 o'clock
on
this Tuesday.
I hate the end of July. I hate the end of July.
Why?
Because August is
what
like...
What is wrong with you?
Yeah. Because it's the beginning of the darkness now. It's the beginning of the darkness. But you can see it in the mornings now. It's already turned into a...
August
second.
Is often the hottest month. It's often the
nicest
month.
I know,
yeah,
but July is the best. And you can see the darkness creeping in the mornings. You can see the day is starting to get shorter now. You can start to see it. The turn in the year. Next thing you know, it'll be...
Christmas.
Nothing, me just walking. Yeah. We all that going on. Yeah. So, enjoy your last day of July if you can.
Well, there you go, folks. Wake up happy.
Jesus, absolute desperate. No reason to get out of bed today. None at all.
God, this is a little...
Tell you. Miserable.
A little ray of sunshine.
Second dark. It's dark then for 2 years before it gets nice again.
Okay.
Not really.
Do you want me to play a little song or anything?
Ah, shut your hole. You know there was no low-fat milk in the fridge this morning.
Oh, I'll tell you something, yeah.
I didn't get my way in.
I don't know what side of the bed you got out of. Yeah. But it was obviously the side with the wall.
Yeah, that was it. Smacked me head off it a few times. Fucking Tuesday. Oh!
Wow. That was obviously a piece of Lego or a thumbtack or something underneath the bed.
Or some Egypt talking about the end of July, maybe.
Huh? Oh, yeah. What's your... Jeepers tonight. Can't even mention a fact anymore.
What are you all about facts for anyway on this show? When did that start? Nobody wants facts. Oh,
God jeez. Help us.
Right, that's it. I've calmed down now. Thanks. I got that off
well
my chest.
Right. Anyway, morning to Eglisheen. Morning to, I think it's Trish in Lusk. And also here, you know the way the fact that you're a DIY expert.
Oh, God.
After your trials and tribulations.
I think the less said about my contribution to the DIY challenge, the better.
Well, here, you might be able to sort this out because Margaret's saying that the app currently doesn't seem to be working.
What app?
Air app, you know, classic hits app.
I thought you, I was about to go, I never knew we had an app for the DIY show.
Anyway, do you think you could fix Air app?
We will talk to the powers that be, I suppose. We'll let them know.
Have you known? You wouldn't be. You don't carry, like, you don't walk around with your tool belt.
Just imagine me going near anything like that.
Couldn't
even cut a bit of wood straight. And now you're telling me I have to go and fix apps.
Anyway, Margaret, leave it with us.
Put a few pence in the meter or something. Our apps, we don't use them the same way as other radio stations. Ours, they're wind-up apps. So I'll run into the room now and I'll turn a few cogs.
Yeah. PJ has to jump. He has to jump on a bike and sort of get it going. It's like it runs off a dynamo. So PJ has to get on the bike for about a half an hour just to build up the charge.
I'll get on there before 7 and I'll try and do a bit of spinning for you.
And that's the attitude from Chainsaw Man. Morning, men. It's a fair dull morning. It's wet and dull, but wake up happy nonetheless. That's the attitude, PJ.
Yeah.
That's what you need a little taste
You're
of.
You're right, yeah. Sorry. And you know what you can do as well, Chainsaw Man? You're there. Is shut your hole and all.
Black Eyed Boy from Texas here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Good news, Margaret. PJ's just fixed the app there. He just had a bit of a tinkle about and all of a sudden...
It's that, yeah.
It's working a treat.
It's working fine now, anyway.
There you go.
So there you go. Hopefully
You're
that's
welcome, Margaret.
All
You're
you
welcome.
Did.
You're welcome. Right, listen, yesterday and the birthdays weren't great for you, but you still managed one.
I did.
It wasn't a great selection, but I tell you, my God, I tell you. This today,
a
PJ
bumper
Gallagher,
selection today.
It is a bumper selection, and a bumper selection of all people that I think you'll do very well with.
Oh, God.
Right, because it even includes...
Yeah, why are you always setting me up like that now? You know I'm in a bad mood this morning.
Look it.
Tell you now.
Positivity, that's what it's all about.
Gosh,
we're going to start with one of your
all-time...
nothing
more worse than a positive person. You're a bit cranky. Come on, anyway. Go on,
let's start with one of your all-time heroes.
Somehow I had a problem when I tried to say, I'll be back. It sounded weird to me. So I said to the director, I think that I would say, I will be back. He says, no. I think that I wrote, I'll be back. I said, but I mean, the Terminator would say, I will be back.
Right.
And he says, look, I don't tell you how to act, but don't you tell me how to write. I wrote, I'll, and that's what you say. You say, I'll be back.
So there you go. One of the most famous movie lines of them all.
In history, yeah.
Almost never happened.
Yeah.
Because Arnie thought it didn't sound right.
It didn't sound right to him. He didn't like it. That's unbelievable, isn't it? Yeah. What a man Arnold Schwarzenegger is. Seriously, absolutely, what an unbelievable
man. He's one of your big heroes, isn't he?
He is, yeah. Like Bill Burr
says. I still
says,
want to read his book. You said his book is amazing.
Is fantastic. It's absolutely fantastic. How many lifetimes, man, would you have to live to achieve even one of the things he did?
Yeah. Like, and do you know something? I saw yesterday as well when I was getting the clip, and I haven't fully watched it yet, but apparently there's a famous thing that nearly broke the internet. That he did a speech, motivational speech, or something. It's the one that includes
the seven rules to life.
Sleep less, or just no, sleep faster.
Oh, this is seven rules to life. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Yeah.
So I haven't seen it fully yet. So
he's the most motivated. Before anyone had ever heard of him, he was a property mogul. Basically, he made millions in property, and then he goes and wins Mr. Universe like seven times. He marries a Kennedy. He becomes an acting superstar and he can't even speak English very well. And then he becomes governor of the state of California.
Yeah.
Like, it just no end to
it's
the man's
abilities.
It's
amazing that he hasn't run for the presidency, isn't he? I mean, he must be looking at Trump going, I could do that much better.
Well, like, he definitely could. He was a great governor of California. And he hates Trump. And he's a Republican.
He hates Trump, does he?
He hates Trump,
God.
Yeah.
How many positive things can we say about Arnie Schwarzenegger?
He absolutely hates Trump. He's one of the only Republican politicians in the States who's standing up and going, this lad.
Yeah. Not a good idea.
He's a toe rag. Now, he might not have said toe rag, but I kind of...
No, he would have said...
I got a bit liberal with
toe rag.
He is a ball sack or something. I don't know what to say. But there you go. So that's
anyway,
it. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Superhero
Arnold Schwarzenegger is 74.
72, buddy. 72.
Ship.
Right, what else do we give you? What about... actually, I don't even know. Maybe I'll leave her out. I was going to give you Kate Bush. I don't know if that...
Kate Bush?
Yeah.
I love Kate Bush.
Do you?
What a weirdo, yeah. I love her weirdness. She never does interviews or anything. All her music is so weird and wispy, and she's like a little elf. I bet she's got pointed ears.
She was kind of like Enya before Enya was Enya.
Yeah.
Out in the winding.
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's brilliant, isn't it? Who doesn't love that?
Yeah.
Heathcliff, it's me, Sally, come on.
Cathy, Sally.
Is that not her name, Sally?
No, Cathy, it's me, Cathy. Cathy and Heathcliff. That's what I'm saying. Who else could have a pop song with like a, you know, piece of kind of like famous literature turn it into a pop tune?
And it basically sounds like the book. And I know that sounds like it's an impossible thing to do.
Yeah, it does sound like you're
like
out
in
the moors.
Book.
Yeah.
Heathcliff, it's me, I'm with Sally, I'm home. Let me in the window. Whatever it is, it's brilliant, isn't it? Oh, it's so good.
What is that again? Wuthering Heights, is it?
Wuthering Heights,
Wuthering Heights.
Brilliant.
Let me in the window.
It's bloody freezing.
Your mind won't know that I'm visiting. We can have a one-night stand.
Whatever, I don't know.
Very close to the original Wuthering Heights story, to be fair to you.
Is it? Yeah, because I've never read the book. It probably doesn't show.
Not really, but, you know, I suspect that's, I mean, if you know, if that's not in it, it should be.
Heathcliff, it's me. It's such a great song. Is your ma home? I was going to go to the bingo. Right, I got to say.
Brilliant.
Kate Bush is now, I'd say like she's like 64.
61. Not bad. Right, somebody we spoke about when we were introducing you to the wonderful world of golf.
Yeah.
Is somebody who's taken a bit of stick on this show over the years because he's a Northern Ireland golfer.
Oh, right. It's
so went to America.
Right, well, there's a few of that. Actually, there's two
and,
now. You're narrowed it down to like three.
Yeah, and came back sounding like he's, you know...
Yeah, you still haven't narrowed it down. So that could be Rory McIlroy or Fozzie Bear. What's your man, Fozzie Bear?
Graham McDowell,
Fozzie Bear, yeah.
What's Fozzie Bear?
He looks like him and he talks like him.
Graham McDowell looks like Fozzie
Bear. He does, yeah. Hey, Bobo. That's what he sounds like. I went to the hey, Bobo. You got to get a picnic basket.
Joseph, the other thing, I've said this before about him. It's like he was... Not just media trained, but it's I don't know. There's something when he ever does an interview. You know, if you're doing an interview, most of them they'll look at the person interviewing them, asking them the question.
Yeah.
And they'll answer that person when the question is asked. They'll look at them.
Yeah.
But Graham McDowell does the thing where he looks down the camera.
Does he?
There on the 15th at a 5-footer to save par, and I. And it's weird. And he looks down the camera lens.
And Boo Boo gave me a putter. And I was like, you gotta have a shop with a putter. And Bubu says, oh, Yogi. Oh, I know that.
Smarter than the average golfer.
Yeah, smarter than the average golfer. What are you gonna do?
Oh, Fozzie Bear. I'm gonna have to look that up now. I'm gonna have to put a side by side between Graham McDowell and Fozzie Bear.
And he sounds like him. I was gonna be a hole in one, but that pesky ranger came over the hill. Right, I gotta
say. Right, how old is he? In fact, I'm gonna give you this one just because, you know, just to keep it interesting.
Right, 60 then.
Will you wait? It's a significant birthday.
Yeah.
How could he be 60?
Oh, has he not been around for 100 years now?
No. Are you thinking of Darren Clark, are you?
Maybe I'm thinking of Fozzie Bear. Say he's about 60 now.
Right, come on, have a proper guess at Graham McDowell. I'm going to give you a mulligan on that to keep with the golfing terms.
Okay, well, he's 50 then.
He's actually 40.
Oh, jeez, he's not.
He is.
I'm not thinking of the same fella.
I bet you're thinking of Darren Clark or something, eh?
Oh, my God. Not only am I not thinking of the same golfer, I just Googled Fozzie Bear. I'm not even thinking of the right bear. Fozzie Bear's the one from The Muppet Show.
Yeah.
Well, what's your man?
Yogi.
Yogi Bear! That's who he's... Yogi! Ah, jeez.
So you got the wrong golfer.
And the wrong bear.
The wrong bear that he's supposed to look like.
Yeah. Ah, Fozzie Bear's... Ah, there's Yogi.
So who looks like Yogi then?
I don't know. Well, obviously I haven't a clue. Let me see what Graham McDowell looks like. I could have sworn it was an L lad.
This is the greatest radio ever.
I thought it was an L lad. That was a bit the fuzzy hair. Graham McDowell. Jeez, I've never seen him before in my life. I don't know who that is.
So who were you thinking of?
Well, obviously I don't know. That's no, I wasn't thinking of McElroy. There must be another one.
No wonder you didn't get even remotely close to it.
Jeez, look at that. Never heard of him. Well, I have. I don't know. I wouldn't have known him now. He looks... He's a ringer for your man around the spire. That's who I would have thought he is.
Right, do you want to take a moment and then we'll have a bash at the rest of them?
I think I better have a lie down.
We have to get to the bottom of who you were thinking of. Look up Darren Clark there and see if it was Darren Clark
you
were thinking of.
Unbelievable. I can't believe I thought I confused those two bears.
And that's your news on Ireland's official station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Nice one. Thanks a million, Tara. 6:32. How are you today? Did you stay up and watch Love Island finale?
I did not.
You did, PJ, didn't you? You were glued to it.
Oh, yeah. So glued to it, yeah. God, I'm so glad. I've never watched anything so much and wanted it to be over so much. You know what I mean?
Just to hear other people going on about it.
Yeah,
like,
just to hear it disappear, thanks.
But you know, extraordinary thing, isn't it, the way it divided people? Like a Bloom and Saipan thing. There were people who like hated Love Island and people who absolutely adored it.
Thankfully, all of us were in the go-away
campaign. Yeah, but the problem is that now I've heard some of the individuals who will remain nameless in our office talking about, last night, no, it's the last one. But apparently the American one has started.
It has started, but...
So now we have to listen to them go on about that one for weeks. Yeah, the American one.
Thankfully, I've heard the American one, the personality isn't in it at all. So it should bore them within a couple of weeks.
Oh,
it's apparently... It'll take a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Okay. Actually, I'll tell you something. Here's something,
Halloween.
Here's something that could distract you. If you like, Mick sent in a little thing especially for you, just to cheer you up on this 30th of July. He just wanted to point out that Selfridges apparently have just opened their Christmas shop.
Shut up, Mick, will you? What's going on? Why is everybody trying to upset me today?
And just to enhance it, apparently they're selling Christmas trees for $2,000 and Santa figurines for €110.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but do they have any fuzzy bears?
Or yogis.
What's the difference?
It doesn't matter, exactly. Yeah,
big difference, apparently. I'm still trying to figure out the difference between the two golf lads, but as far as
I
the
think
bears
you may
go,
as well forget that one. There's not even a point in you even trying
there's
to get
more
to
shame
the
in confusing Yogi and Fozzy, really.
There is, yeah, to be honest, yeah. I grew up with them two. As for the other two, half Nordy, half Yankee Doodle golfers, I don't know where to go with them.
Well, you made a bit of a boo-boo.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Come on, that wasn't bad. You made a bit of a boo-boo. Gee, what an audience.
Fozzie Bear didn't even have a friend called Boo-boo.
Dear God. Huey Lewis and the News, Stuck With You, and Theme from S-Express. From S-Express, funnily enough. Almost 18 minutes to 7 o'clock. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Tuesday, 30th of July. Good to have you along, folks. Appreciate that very much indeed. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp if you want to give us a shout. Free on WhatsApp, of course. By the way, we got to the bottom of the mystery. PJ has sorted out his Fozzies from his Yogis.
Yeah.
And his Grahams from his Darrens. Because that's who he was thinking of.
Darren Clark. Never knew his name was Darren Clark. and I've never seen the other fella before.
Right.
What, Graham McDowell?
Graham McDowell.
Never saw that face before in my life. I heard the name loads of times.
Very important golfer. I was out there on the 15th and I had a 15-foot putt for eagle.
Golf is so weird, man. Golf is so,
it is when Graham McDowell describes it,
weird. I tell you something.
Very strange.
Nordy golfers are the weirdest people in the world. Is your man
what
Graham...
is it about the ability to pick up other people's accents so quickly? Like, literally, they could go and play one tournament in America and come back and it's...
Yeah.
How you doing? That's I was out there on the...
It's not other people's accents. It's American accents.
Is it
they
just
never
Americans?
Go into the Nigerian Open, do they? And come back. It was an amazing show. I got the hole in one. It doesn't happen.
Yeah, you're right. It's, you know, the American thing. It is.
Oh, no, it is in the bunker. But I give it a best shot. I'd be like, Graham, what are you getting the accent for? I have always spoken like this. Like, you know what I mean?
You're right.
They never.
Fair point.
It's mad.
Go off and play the German Open and come back with, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Echt, man.
Yeah, the Japanese Open. Oh, very tough. Oh, my God. It's ridiculous. Yeah. They only ever pick up
affinity.
The Yankee Doodle accent.
Yeah, it must be an affinity with the Yankee
Doodle. There was always a family like that as well. Going back in the day, growing up, there was always some family that could go to America.
Yeah.
And then they'd come back and they...
Having had a holiday like
2 weeks.
A fortnight, yeah.
And for the next 15 years, yeah, man. Yeah, sure. I'll give you a wedgie. You just...
Right, listen, we need to get back to business here. We didn't have any luck first time round, but we got three other birthdays for PJ to have a go at to try and win another day.
Oh,
off.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, so are you ready for this?
Let's do this.
A show I know you were a big fan of was Friends.
Yes.
The weird one in Friends.
Phoebe, right.
Lisa
yeah.
Kudrow is Lisa celebrating Kudrow. Her birthday
she's
today.
She's great. She was, she's class. She's very funny. Very, very funny. Talk about comedy timing, like.
Has she ever done anything else?
Ah, she did a load of stuff, yeah. Of course she? I can't think of any of it now, but she, yeah, she went on to do loads of stuff. You know, things. It's very hard coming off something like Friends to go and do something that's going to hit the same level of success. That's only for Jennifer
Very
Aniston.
Hard indeed when you've, you know, when somebody's been paying you £1 million an episode. Hard to go and bother doing anything else, really.
What I always wonder is why? Why are you doing more stuff?
Yeah.
Like, why? If I made half the money any of them made, like, you'd never...
Yeah.
See me again.
It's like when you hear footballers getting paid, you know, what they get paid. Ridiculous. Yeah. £500,000 a week or something stupid.
Like, I'd literally work one season and you would never, ever see me again.
It would literally be, right, just give us a year's contract.
Yeah.
No, just a year's fine.
A year's loads, actually, you know something, just from now until come Christmas. till the window opens. Till the transfer window opens.
Yeah, and then I'll retire.
And then I'm gone.
You're 22. No,
yeah,
but
so what?
Honestly, I'll retire.
I'm going to Bora Bora for the rest of my life. With the 22 million. And you're never going to see me ever again. Oh, jeepers. I'd go and I'd join
Strange
the local football team again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'd just have the bit of crack down there. I don't know.
Living off your ill-gotten gains.
I'll never understand. Guess
Lisa
passion
Kudrow
for
then.
That walk and all that crack. Whatever the hell that is. I'm going to say, she's 53.
Not bad. 56.
Nah.
56. Right. Let's go sporty again and... You'd remember this guy because this is when you're a fan of the Olympics, aren't you? You love the Olympics.
I love
Olympics.
The Olympics, yeah.
This guy would have featured in the Olympics probably in your heyday. Daley Thompson.
Ah! Oh, Daley's the most famous moustache in athletics. Oh!
The man who put the decathlon on the map.
I love Daley Thompson. Remember the Iron Maiden Lucozade ad he did? Do you not remember
what?
That?
No.
Yeah, you do. And you see Daley Thompson sweat dripping off his mustache, looking at the camera. Remember that?
No.
All right. And his legs were going like 1,000 miles an hour underneath him. And the bubbles in the face of the Lucozade.
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
brilliant.
I don't remember any of that.
Well, you do, whether
right.
you like it or not. I'm going to show it to you now. I'll find it online and you'll go, oh, of course I remember that.
I always think that decathlon should be celebrated more than it is.
Ten events.
Ten. If you're good at 10 sporting things.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that's it. That, you know, I mean, you have things nowadays like the CrossFit Games and they're declaring themselves the fittest people
and
on
triathletes.
Earth.
Triathletes.
And all that.
Triathletes.
Iron Men.
Like, yeah. Acting like they're the toughest lads in the world.
If you're doing 10 things.
10!
You're throwing and running and jumping and doing all that.
Literally everything.
Yeah.
The original, like, what the Olympic Games was about. A bunch of Greek lads doing as many things as they could.
Yeah.
And then they're thinking they had to kick each other in the stones or something. They were so mad back then. And that's the closest we have to it. Is the decathlon.
Yeah, I think. It should be celebrated more.
100%. And so should mustaches.
What are the 10 events? Mustache growing is one.
Yeah.
Javelin. shot put.
Downing a pint of Lucozade is another.
Lucozade drinking.
Dancing. Ice skating. Shooting. And horse riding. I think that's it, is it?
That might be the modern decathlon.
Yeah, I think that might be it. Swimming backwards and...
Yeah.
Yeah, and speed reading. I think that's what it is.
Speed reading, that's, yeah, very important, actually. Very.
Tell you something now, that is an event I'd pay into. All those things put together, can you imagine? That actually just sounds like a pub. But I'm going to say Daley Thompson now. Oh, he's getting on now. 67.
Oh, 61.
Oh, jeepers, I was way off.
61. And last one to finish. We're going to finish on the football. And again, somebody that would have been in your kind of heyday. Not that your heyday is past or anything. I don't want to keep implying that these people from the past were your heyday. Mm. As though your own heyday is long since gone.
Yeah, right.
But just saying. Anyway, Spurs, who you are, you have been known to be a fan of Tottenham Hotspur.
Tottenham Hotspur, yeah.
This man was a bit of a Spurs legend in his time. Jürgen Klinsmann.
Ah, yeah. The man who basically created diving as an art. Didn't he? He was such the worst diver in the history of the game. Unbelievable.
He suffered with vertigo. He fell over a bit.
He suffered with being
his
a
ears,
tosser. Is what
I think he had ear infections.
Oh,
a lot.
Oh, my God.
And he lost his balance.
The worst diver in the history of the game. I'm putting it out there. The absolute worst dickety diver
Klinsmann.
In the history of the game. He was actually a duathlete. Football and diving. And it was unbelievable. Yeah. Jürgen Klinsmann, I remember him actually ruined an entire World Cup on everybody.
Fans would be holding up scores. What would you give him there? I'd give him a 9.7 for
that. I'd give him 9.7.
Had he have made it into the box, I'd have given him a 10.
On a red card. Presented to him on a red card. It was unbelievable. He was the worst. The worst ever.
He was a good, in fairness, he scored his fair share of goals. He was a German legend, didn't he? Like he was a regular in the German team.
And he
him?
Went on to manage the national side
of course,
and everything.
Yeah, he did.
He was pretty. He's a gas man. Very funny fella as well. And sort of the Schumacher level of comedy.
Did he ever kind of acknowledge the diving?
I don't think so. I think like sure, every time he did an interview, they were going, so can you talk me through exactly what happened here? And it was like if someone's standing 5 feet away and him just like jumping into the air screaming in pain, and he'd be like
you can imagine him on the training pitch.
Yo.
Yeah, I do my drills, I do some free taking, I do some penalties, I obviously, you know, do some dribbling, naturally do some diving.
Yeah, I bet you did that with all the national. When he was manager, he was probably teaching them all how to do it as well. Outrageous.
Right, the Belt Jürgen 9.7 Klinsmann.
Yeah, it's 56.
Oh, not bad. That's as close as you got.
Ah,
55.
Ah, well.
You didn't take a dive there, did you? You weren't.
No, I don't take dives. I love winning.
Right, excellent. Right.
And anyway, you don't get points for diving.
Bronski Beat, of course, featuring Jimmy Somerville, one of the huge, huge successes at Forever Young, one of the stars of the show, no question about it, on the Saturday for sure. But maybe the entire festival. Brilliant set from Jimmy Somerville at Forever Young. That's Bronski Beat, Small Town Boy. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thanks for doing that. 30th of July, this Tuesday. 0871 880 0008. If you do want to give us a shout. And yes, it is July.
Oh, you had to do that. You had to do that. You had to, didn't you? I swear.
Hang a second. Whoa, it's not my fault, right? PJ... already, he came in bad form, right? And then Mick sent him in a text pointing out that Selfridges have literally just opened their Christmas shop selling Christmas trees and Santa figurines.
And then what did Tara Duggan do? Tara Duggan, hard-hitting, at-the-core journalist who runs the news here. She decided to put the bulletin in the news about the whole thing. Can I just say, I am outraged.
Outraged.
I am outraged. I have had, like, this is scandalous. And we thought the Brits had lost our mind when it came to Brexit. We're, right, you know what I mean? The British delusion that is the Brexit sort of fiasco. Well, if you're wondering, have the Brits lost our mind entirely? I think the answer is yes. Yes, it's true. Christmas has come early in Selfridges. Jeepers almighty, what is wrong with these people? It's opened its Christmas shop 149 days. Before Christmas. And you know what the worst thing they did is?
What is the worst thing they did, PJ?
They got Santa to go. Leave Santa alone. Leave Santa alone.
I mean,
Santa, it's July. He has July off. He's on his holidays. Bothering Santa to go to the middle of Oxford Street in the summer during a heat wave. The man has better things to do.
He'd be sweating himself off in the furs.
It's ridiculous.
London, as you say, London in the middle of a heat
wave. In the middle of a heat wave.
Like they were having like 38 degrees recently and all this kind of carry
on. I know,
on.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Madness.
You just got Boris as a Prime Minister. Leave Santa out of it. Leave him out of it. Unbelievable.
Yeah, my God, they are getting a kicking, aren't they? They're getting baked. They've got Boris. And now Selfridges.
And now they're trying to make it Christmas in July. They're absolutely outrageous. Selfridges, can I just say, you should be ashamed of yourself. Santa dropped into Selfridges. Shelves are heaving, they say, right? This is what they say. Shelves are heaving with baubles, ranging from a 6-pound Lorex glass-style version to a 40... This is a bauble. A 45-pound... pound sterling. Santa on a motorcycle bauble.
As in, a thing you hang in your Christmas tree.
An ornament for the
tree.
That you
hang in your Christmas tree.
The store also has a 100-pound...
That'll go in the attic for, you know, 11 and a half months of the year.
Yeah. Oh, I know where God. I'd like to put it. The store also has a 100-pound, 11-inch Santa yoga figurine. Yoga figurine. Santa doing yoga. Everything is wrong with this. Everything. Every single sentence is wrong with this.
It is bad.
I don't even know where
it is bad.
I'm hugely upset. I'm going to need therapy. Will you call? Is there a help? Call someone that can help.
There
mentally.
Probably is. Yeah. There probably is a Christmas helpline.
And from September the 2nd, right? We're
the
not
trouble
far
is
away.
If you call it, they probably go, what would you like to order, sir?
Yeah. Ho, ho, ho.
Imagine if the Santa helpline answered, hello, ho, ho.
Yeah, oh, my gosh.
Oh, you don't. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
Right, so
from September 2nd, this is how
apart
bad it
from
gets.
The madness of them even doing this in the first place.
Yeah.
The fact, as you say, they are literally rubbing it in with the. Selfridge is a well known name, but I didn't think it was like a. I was going to say Harvey Norman. I didn't mean Harvey. What did I mean?
I haven't.
Harrods. Proof. Harrods. I didn't think it was Harrods. I didn't think it was as expensive as that.
Oh,
I mean,
my God, it gets
like
worse.
€2,000 Christmas trees and.
From September 2nd. A £2,000.
Pounds?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Pre-lit Bedminster fake Christmas tree. Well, at least it's fake. You can also buy a £95 tree topper. Crown. Who puts a crown on the top of a Christmas tree? Jeepers creepers. Who puts a crown on the top of a Christmas tree? You put a fairy or a star on a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
If you crown your Christmas tree, you've got big. You've jeepers creepers. The store, it's in Oxford, of course it is. They say it makes commercial sense. They say, oh no, tourists come up from all over the world. And when tourists come to London, they want a special little memento to take with them. Do they, yeah? Well, why don't you do it a normal... Skid them a feckin' double-decker red
tower,
bus.
Tower Bridge.
A Tower Bridge or whatever it
or
is.
Or a Big Ben.
Yeah, any of those stupid things that you have. You know what I mean? You got loads of crap over in London you can be flogging to tourists. You have to open a Christmas shop. Have you not upset the Irish enough? Have you not? 800 years of pestilence followed by Brexit. And now you're going to...
You thought Brexit was a
low,
didn't
you? And you're going to annoy us with a Christmas shop.
You thought Brexit was a low until this happened.
I thought Brexit was a low. Now I'm all for it. Honestly. Yeah. If it takes a hard border to keep Christmas out of Ireland until December, I'm all for it.
Hoodie and the Blowfish, only want to be with you. 7:20 here at Classic Hits. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. And thanks for the WhatsApps. Free on the WhatsApp, of course, 087-188-0008. In fairness to you, PJ, you've made Danny Cullen's day.
How did he do that now?
He says, oh my God, cannot wait. I'm going to London on Saturday for my 40th. I'll be dropping in to get some Christmas spirit.
My God. I tell you something.
Danny's day you've made. And actually, to be fair, right? Are you okay?
No.
Listen.
No, I'm not.
I think you need to take a particularly deep breath for this one. Okay? Breathe deeply now. Calm. Close your eyes.
Really?
Go to a happy place. Because both Trish... Not Trish. Yeah, it was Trish, wasn't it? Hang on a second. I'll find out if it was Trish. Tracy, sorry. Both Tracy and Michael have pointed out that Brown Thomas's Christmas shop opens in a fortnight.
Oh, for God. What a shower of fart burgers they really are.
Yeah, the Eurythmics, 22 minutes to 8 o'clock, Sweet Dreams. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that. And last call for the hit bit, of course, 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp if you want to have a go. Don't give us your guess, just let us know you want to play Magic Mike. I'll give you a call back, get you on. Give you a shot at €810. 087-188-0008. But in the meantime... Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? The this is a truly brilliant story.
This is unbelievable. I don't know what the hell is going on in Kildare, but yet another dog has boarded a train in Kildare bound for Dublin. It's going on an awful lot. Kildare County, it seems to be the place for adventurous dogs. It really does. Whatever is going on, whatever the dogs are saying to each other in Kildare, it's unreal.
So is it about them getting out of Kildare? That's really what's happening. They're boarding in Kildare to Dublin.
Well, what we haven't found out is it about getting out of Kildare or is it about getting into Dublin? Don't know the answer to that. So there's another dog yesterday, right? A little dog who looks uncannily like the last dog. Hamish. Do you remember Hamish?
Right.
He very like him now. Whose real name was Tyson, actually. They called him Hamish when they found him, the Irish Rail crew did. We captured the hearts of the Irish nation last year when he boarded a train at Newbridge. He was Kildare, yeah, Newbridge. Now another one in Newbridge. And this time a female, being cared for by staff at Euston Station. Now, Irish Rail, when asked, what's going on? I don't know what the exact question was. What's going on?
Yeah.
With all the dogs in the train and all. So the spokesperson said, the little dog, which is a female, does have a collar on, so we're hopeful we'll find her owner or owners as quickly as possible. And then in the tweet they went, this little lad boarded this morning at Newbridge, but is being looked after by Houston staff at present. Can we find his owners? Now it's either a boy or a girl, lads. You need to make up your mind. So there you go.
So these are just, the dogs are standing on the platform. Train pulls in.
And they jump out, yeah.
And the dog just goes, oh, it's going to get on there. Looks all right.
Oh, no, look at that.
Big movie thing.
Might go down to the zoo and check out maybe the Guinness Star House and all. Yeah. Never know, might make myself a girlfriend. You know.
And so it doesn't appear as though, it's not like somebody kind of had the dog with them and left them on the train. The dog definitely gone on by itself.
Well, look, this is it. It comes down to a few different conspiracies, right?
Right.
One or the other. Either the dogs themselves.
And you're going to go with the most extreme one.
I don't know, Jim. I'll let you again. What do you think is the most rational? So either the dogs themselves, right?
Yeah.
Have decided they love the idea of going to Dublin. Right?
Yeah. Number one. Just out of curiosity, have any of these dogs ever got on the train back?
No, well, they can't. They get apprehended, don't they, by the Irish Rail staff?
Unbelievable.
They get apprehended. Just,
yeah, they should wait and see. Before they take them into care, they should wait and see, do they get on the train back? Maybe they have a plan. Who knows, BJ?
Well,
maybe,
as
you say, they are simply just looking for a change of surroundings.
Well, there you go. So that's number one. They want to go to Dublin.
Like that one.
Number two, they realise the short grass county is the most boring place in Ireland and they would love to get out of it. It's all about the horses, they be saying.
I'd say it's
trying
an inferiority.
Trying to go somewhere where the dogs,
exactly,
matter.
It's an inferiority complex on behalf, right, of the dogs. They think, they only care about horses here.
Yeah, so they're
not hanging around here.
They're all from Kildare, so they're saying, if Ray Darcy can do it, anyone can do it. Will Jones do it as well. Right? So they're going to have a go.
That's exactly it.
That's what they're thinking, right?
That's exactly it. They've realised, oh, for God's sake.
Yeah, so that's...
Darcy made it.
So there, that's... So number one... The dogs love Dublin.
These
number two.
Better. I thought I liked one. I like two.
Yeah. Number two, they just realised Kildare is a woeful place and they go anywhere. It just happens there's more trains to Dublin than anywhere else. Number three, Irish Rail, in a bid to promote themselves, are kidnapping dogs in Kildare.
Oh.
And are using dog kidnap situations to promote Newbridge Station. Because let's face it, why would you ever go to Newbridge? Grant, you might want to go and see something new in Mandela Park. And yes, they do have a great theatre. And in fairness, there's a couple of brilliant pubs. And it's actually a great crack town. But outside of all of those things, why would you ever want to go to
Newbridge? So you're saying basically this is Irish Rail's bid to kind of create the equivalent of like a Loch Ness Monster. Create a kind of create a mystery.
A mystery,
yeah. A mystery that people will be forced to go to Kildare.
Yeah.
To get to the bottom of.
And you know the way they had that all dogs go to heaven? They're trying to drum it up and it's basically they're saying all dogs go to Dublin.
Yeah. All dogs go to Houston.
Let's go to Houston. So there you go. So it's one of those things. My bets are Irish Rail are probably kidnapping the dogs. And now because I've said that, I would like to say to Irish Rail that Jim will be apologising on my behalf before 8 o'clock this morning.
I will have a letter written to you before the end of the show.
Yeah, you said.
just tell your legal department to calm down, all right? Have the letter of apology out before the end of the show, for God's sake.
Great. Give us a chance, really. Yeah, give us a chance.
I've only got one pair of hands here, and this man has me busy.
Yeah, I literally letters. Only just put my foot in it now. So there you go. So members of the public went into meltdown yesterday as well, by the way, to try and find Tyson's owners and all of that. So the family were eventually tracked down in Salins, by the cheeky pup boarded the train in the first place, but not before several others came forward claiming they were the rightful owner. I never understand why people do that.
What?
It's not their dog.
Oh, you mean they're trying to sneaky up a dog?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
my dog. Right, what's his name?
Jerry.
No, it's not your dog. Up to no good.
Yeah, that's shocking.
And as if you're going to bring, like, it's the most famous dog in Ireland now. As if you're going to arrive home and people aren't going to go, wait a minute.
I suddenly wish I
had the dog that tried to run away from Kildare.
The littlest hobo music now. All these dogs are just kind of, you know, leaving home. They've decided that's it. I've outgrown this small village. I need to go and see, you know.
Dublin.
I need to make my way to the big city.
There's a voice that keeps on calling me. That's what it was.
Exactly.
On the train, that's where I'll always be. And every stop I make, I'll make a new friend. Yeah.
It's brilliant.
Can't stay for long, I'm going to Dublin, it never ends. Maybe tomorrow.
This is brilliant. We could remake Lassie and everything now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Although it does take the shine off the movie, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine him arriving into Dublin and all the other dogs. Hello, how are you? And yeah, do you know the way to the zoo and all the other dogs? I get it on me blame face, the smell of your hole. Oh, man, what are you talking about? Get it over.
Ooh, it's not all of us.
They shake him down, take his collar and all off him. Yeah, but yeah. Some dog from up around Mike's way with loads of collars on. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
I'm after getting a load of Kildare mutts. Poor fella, poor agents can't even get a return ticket.
Trying to induct
ticket.
Him into organised dog crime and everything. Shocking. Shocking. Yeah, yeah. Carry on.
El Silver Bowl.
Just out of curiosity, right, just to wrap this up, if anybody has knows of anywhere else, maybe, that dogs get on the train, we'd appreciate it. Just in case, that, you know, in case there's any places other than Kildare.
And if there is, and there's a place problem. That dogs go on their holidays, will you please tell me, because I'd love to go there myself.
Classic hits.
And now, the hit bit. With the National Card Centre. If it's carding you want, then you're on the right track. See nationalcardcentre.ie.
Hit bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit bit. So there you go, the hit bit is worth €810 this morning. All for you, of course, if you can tell us what in the name of God is this. And what is it from? And then, of course, I'll give you €810, but we also have the new clue, which is, I haven't got a clue. Is that right, Mike?
Yes, that's exactly right.
I haven't got a clue. Right, so there you go. ClassicHits.ie, if you want to do all the thingy-me-bobs and get all the information about it. I've said it enough today, I'm bored of sounding my own voice there. So Aoife's on the phone for us, and she's in Limerick. How are you, Aoife?
Hi,
how's it going, Aoife? How are you?
I'm fine, yeah.
Happy days.
Yeah, what's the plans for you today, Aoife?
Not much, just the usual.
Yeah, kicking back, right, good stuff.
Let's That's try the way and, to have it.
Let's try and change your plans and maybe give you a few quid then, Aoife. What do you think it is?
I think it's Fool's Garden, Lemon Tree.
Lemon tree. Fool's Garden.
Right.
Do you know what, lads? Sure, Aoife, you're ruining my pawn. Let's pretend that didn't happen.
Oh, right. God.
Ask me again, Jim.
Mike, would it be a Fool's Garden Lemon Tree?
Do you know what, lads? Sometimes I wonder how. Oh, I wonder God. Why this hasn't been guessed yet. And it's wrong. Sorry, Aoife.
You stole his thunder, Aoife, in fairness. You don't.
It was worth it. It's worth it to see his face. Listen, right, Aoife, have a good day anyway. Take care of yourself. Thanks for playing. Keep at it.
Thanks.
Cheers. Bye bye.
See you, Aoife. Good luck.
Bye.
Right, so Paul is in Galway. What's the crack, Paul? How are you getting on?
Morning, lad. Just doing my tea, thank you.
Oh, that's good to hear.
What's your plans today, Paul?
Oh, I'm working. I'm driving through Connemara at the moment, passing the man Kirk's on the way to Clifton.
And what's it like? Is it good, bad or indifferent weather-wise for you at the minute?
Overcast, bit showery, but I'm sure we'll put up with it.
Lovely. Just sounds like a typical July then.
Yeah, typical Irish summer. Yeah.
Right, so Paul, let's try and give you a few quid. What do you think it is?
I thought it might be Paul McCartney with a track called I Don't Know.
I Don't Know. Right, well, there you go. He's working on the clue, Mike.
I do know, and it's wrong, unfortunately, Paul. Sorry about that. But as I say to everyone, go up on classichist.ie, see all the previous guesses from yesterday and all the previous days as well.
Lads, you're not telling me what I want to hear. I had a new fishing rod picked out.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, a new fisherman, Mike.
Fisherman, Mike.
Help out.
That's an expensive fishing rod.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quality fishing rod.
Oh, I'm sorry about that, Paul. We'll have to try. You'll have to have another go for that fishing rod soon, so. Yeah.
But by consolation, Magic Mike.
Another go.
Magic Mike is going to ring you back very shortly, and you can sit and talk fishing for hours with him.
What kind of fishing do you do, Paul?
Oh, I'm a game angler.
Okay.
Basically, there's three types of fishing. There's sea fishing, which is for.
Great.
Go ahead, tell us more about it.
Tell you what, I'll leave Magic Mike and Paul to have a chat if that's okay. Oh, and we'll just move
and
off.
Mike, we've put just both off.
They can just chat away there now in the background there.
Oh my God, the two lads, I swear to God.
Yeah.
We'll get a plane spotter on tomorrow, then he'll really take off.
PJ and Jim in the morning.
Wake up happy.
The two-time Imro award-winning breakfast show with Flexify, Ireland's latest way to pay. See flexify.com.
Classic hits.
Yeah, don't call me baby. Madison Avenue here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Tuesday, almost 8:10. And wherever you are around the country, this could be interesting for you. This could go well or it could go badly for you.
It might go well or badly for you because this is the definitive, although we don't know quite who put it together, list. It was just enough for us to have a bit of controversy over, so we jumped on it.
Yeah.
So apparently the 32 counties of Ireland have been listed in order of preference by our accents.
Yeah.
Right. So,
And specifically, you know, sexiness. That's what the list is. It's ranked by sexiness.
Sexy accents. Accents. Well, I tell you something, Jim. If two lads from the north side of Dublin that don't sound as absolutely confoundedly gorgeous as us two pair of fried fillets that I can't imagine. If we're not number one, I don't know what we'll be.
Well, you know, without giving the game away, I'm disappointed, PJ.
Really?
I'm disappointed.
Well,
I cannot believe that, you know, with us as, if you like, ambassadors.
Specimens.
For our accents.
We're like the fillet steak of accents.
That I'm actually shocked that we didn't rate higher in this.
Right.
I'm really, you know, I don't know whether or not we can take any real credibility from this.
Right.
When you realise that, you know,
well, okay,
we are where we are.
Let's get going. The list of the 32 accents. Let's get the bottom feeders out of the way anyway.
Yeah.
Leash, number 32. Nothing to go on, nothing to talk about there, unfortunately. Then we move into number 31. I actually really like this accent, but more for comedic effect. It was loud.
Yeah, loud, because, I mean, like this, for example.
I'm the gaffer, and at the end of the day, whatever I say goes, the buck stops with me.
Not a huge shock that they might have been
loud.
You know,
we love a bit of stelling up and loud.
Down,
we do love a bit of loud. LD and all that out there, don't
we? Yeah.
And come on, the turn. Come on, the turn. Come on, the turn.
So, 31 out of 32.
There you go.
I mean, how bad must Leash feel? What's a Leash accent? Do you know a Leash accent?
No.
What do Leash people... Does anybody know what a Leash
they
person sounds like?
They just sound like generic Irishman.
Do they?
Yeah, I think it sounds... Actually, you know what? I think it's actually... you know Tom Cruise in Far and Away?
Oh, is that what it is?
I think that's Leash. You're the cock. right, so then we're into Longford, of course. Longford accent, very famous at the moment with... I don't know what her name is. In Love Island.
Oh,
Maura.
Yeah.
Is that it? Maura?
Yeah.
Whatever, yeah. So there you go. She hasn't done that much. When you think about it, it's still being number 30. Then we're into Westmeath. If ever there was an accent that nobody could ever put a pin on, it's Westmeath. I mean, right, there's a bit there on Athlone. That's the only thing I know.
That just sounded like loud to me again.
Athlone. No, it's Athlone. It does that thing. Credit Union.
So
in Athlone.
So you're saying... Loud is loud.
No, loud.
Athlone.
No,
is loud. Athlone.
Loud is that
is
there.
That what you're doing?
Loud is that there now there. Come on, the turn.
Right.
Okay. Oh, yeah, Rodney. And then you get Athlone. The Credit Union. Athlone. Remember the red haired lad that went to his sister to represent Ireland in the Eurovision?
We're only
delighted.
Joe and his sister.
That's the joke.
Right, okay.
Right, so there you go. Then we're into Carlo. Pretend Kilkenny, really. And then we're into Leitrim. Yeah. Seriously. Would you stop?
I mean, how are you going to get an accent on a county that doesn't even exist?
So basically rich Sligo or poor Sligo or some sort of Sligo, the tax exempt Sligo, right? Offaly then, of course. Of course, well, we got Brian Cowan now.
Offaly, yeah.
So we know that's like.
And Shane Lowry, of course.
Of course, yeah.
Open winner.
Yeah. He's doing a lot to get rid of the term biffo, isn't he, Shane Lowry?
Absolutely.
Tell you, one day he should be as good a golfer as Dennis. And then we've Galway.
I thought Galway might have rated higher.
Same here. I really did.
The old
Galway girl
and all that sort of stuff. I thought Galway might have rated higher in the listings.
I'm surprised by that. And Galway has a nice accent as well.
Yeah.
Like, of course, like all the other counties, there's a handful that let it down. as far as accent is concerned. But Galway, yeah, I would have thought Galway would have scored a lot higher now, I'll be honest with you. They went to Cavan.
Cavan is kind of another loud, isn't it? It's loud, a bit higher pitched.
Ah, you sound a bit sicker. You sound a bit sicker. Yeah. Ah, it's like loud, but I'm saying you come about, you get sick.
Cavan 24. So Wexford, who we were talking about a lot over the last couple of days, Wexford, obviously off the back of the hurling.
Oh, there next year.
Wexford
are
23.
Chisquare warm. Yep, there you go. And then went to real Leitrim. Sligo. I couldn't tell you what a Sligo accent is now. For love nor money. Yeah. I couldn't tell. Huh? Westlife.
Oh, of course, the Westlife boys.
Westlife. Of course, yeah. So that's what it sounds like. That's a Sligo accent. Uptown girl.
Exactly. Baby. That's a Sligo accent.
I don't think we'll ever forget.
That's extraordinary. That I never would have thought that.
Yeah. Good on you, Sligo.
You take me up.
Yeah.
Extraordinary.
Very musical people.
Aren't they?
Then we're into Meath. Ah, sure, that's our own Damien Farley. Oh, dear, everything's lovely. This is Damien Farley. No.
Do you have that one by the four wee brothers?
Yeah. Damien Farley. No. Everything's lovely there. No. Hi. Hey, who? You know, Damien does that. Loads of Meath people do that. He's like, hey, what? There's the hit bit now. €810. Oh, into lovely. Hey, ho, hey, ho, ho. Got to have a little sandwich. Oh, I miss buddies. There you go.
Right.
There you go.
Oh, there you go.
Oi, I love a shoe. Right, there you go.
I love a shoe.
Yeah, I love a comfortable shoe. Yeah. Now, pure decent. Right. So then we're heading a little bit north now. So
Fantastic. It's
Armagh. So
right, okay. Come on.
Armagh's a nice accent, it is. It's the sort of border style accent. It's just before Dundalk goes full Nordy. Cavan goes full Nordy. And then we're into Kilkenny.
No idea what a Kilkenny accent sounds like.
I have a good.
Because it's never. There's no Kilkenny people in there. Because anytime you go to Kilkenny,
you're surrounded by people.
It's
yeah.
just people from other places around the country that have come to Kilkenny for a party.
I have one fella who I know from Kilkenny called Pat, and he's the most country man I've ever met in my life.
Really?
Yeah, he's the only you haven't lived. He's practically singing. Yeah,
wow.
He practically bursts into song every time we meet him. It is a nice accent, I will
Darby
say.
Darby O'Gill stuff is.
Yeah. Then we're in Monaghan. Oh, the sort of slow fellas. No, I don't mean slow as in stupid now. I mean the slow talking fellas.
Right. You know what I
mean? Around the cabin and loud, and you're Monaghan, the slow talking. Antrim, horrible accent. In number 17, let's be honest, it's horrible. Outside
That's
of Liam
Jerry
Neeson.
Adams one.
Yeah, but. Well, Jerry Adams and Liam Neeson, they're better, but then you get to hear it's the real. You know, it's nervous, that whistle. You know, Ian Paisley's not. Ulster says.
Because the Liam Neeson one, I thought that might have, you know, because the whole, well, he's Ballymena, apparently.
He's Ballymena, yeah, which is Antrim, yeah. And Jerry, of course, is Belfast, but he's got that, don't he?
You know, the real sort of thing of my boob, he? I like a bag of chips and you can be, you can come for a walk with me up here if you're brave enough.
Right, he's got that sort of accent.
Right, so it's hard different. To pinpoint, but anyway, right, rocking on, come on.
Fermanagh, I'm at a loss now.
Here is the first absolute shock.
Yeah.
15.
Number 15. I mean,
that's as far as we got.
Like, given that there is a different accent for literally every 10 steps you take in Dublin, it changes. I'm really surprised that Dublin has scored so low. You know what I mean?
That is a shocker. 15 for a Dublin accent.
Especially when you've got people like myself. I mean, Jim and myself. I mean,
like, yeah. How could you not think that's the sexiest thing you ever heard in your life?
Who hasn't walked down O'Connell Street at one time in their life and heard the glorious call of a fella going, come here, come here, I blame you, aren't you?
How could you not see that?
I'll batter the head off you. And that thought, that's the nicest sound.
Wow.
It was never thought.
Who hasn't gotten hot?
Yeah. And now out my way as well, I'll be walking around, the yacht's going past, like, hello, look at that there vehicle. What a day. If Kaboshta was here now, he would, he'd lose
I his... I knew Kaboshta was going to make an appearance.
I tell you, he'd lose his ook to roach it in excitement. So there you go. Right. I don't know. Dublin
then
score
we're on
bad.
To my adopted kind of home.
Wicklow, yeah.
I can't believe it. So, like,
Wicklow.
Both as a dub and as a person living in Wicklow, this has not been good for me. Dublin 15 and Wicklow 14.
Wicklow people sound like Dublin people who are in an awful pain. Don't they? They do.
As in what?
You know, the Katie Taylor and all. I'd like to talk to you more than feeling like I might get sick and I've got a very bad back. And there you know what I mean. What are you going to do? I'd have to leave you now, Jim, because me hips are killing me and me back is nearly broken.
Yeah.
Fair point, so, I suppose.
Wicklow
fair
people
point.
Sound like they're in such distress, don't they? I'm going to jump into the car now and run up to the supermarket because I'm starving. They always sound like they're in such distress.
No, but it goes more southern Wicklow goes Wicklow. It goes very, very kind of.
I wouldn't. Know. Yeah, no, yeah. Normally.
But you wouldn't go.
I'd get in and I'd get out.
Right, we're nearly getting to the top 10. Right, come on.
Tipperary, pretty inoffensive. I like that accent, of course. I would be mother being a Tipperary person.
No
now,
idea
I'd be
what that sounds like.
You'd see them there now at the Horland GAA. Very neutral, lovely sort of Irish accent. You know, the proper. How's it going, great? The lads were great, and everyone was great, and I was great, and my teacher was great, and I'd like to thank everyone now, starting with my mother and my father and the priest and the, you know. I went a little bit traveller there, but you know what I mean. Waterford then, of course, that's a... the closer you get away from the sea, the more intense Waterford gets, I think. Then we're into Kerry.
Kerry, the one and only.
The fellas that are talking about stopping people of eating meat never worked hard, because if you were a hard worker and do a hard day's work, there's nothing to bring you back and to revive you again than a piece of good meat.
That may not be the greatest example of a Kerry accent, to be fair. Doesn't mean, like...
I can't believe that accent is considered sexier than you imagine.
Exactly, yeah.
I can't believe.
So, like, Danny Healy Ray is considered sexier than...
That's a real kick in the
That's I'm struggling with that.
That's a real kick in the Charlies now.
Anyway, right.
Ross Common,
right, we're into the top 10.
Right, Ross Common in at number 10. Go on there, Rossies.
Again, no idea.
Neither do I. Yeah. Claire, that's sort of like Sherlock Nan and all, is it?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, nice accent. In fairness, I like Claire accents. Yeah, it's got its own flavour to it.
You're right.
Then we're into Tyrone.
Harsh enough, no. Tyrone.
Yeah, Tyrone. Whatever about I just think of Mickey Hart. It's got that clickety, norgety. No, that way.
Yeah.
Like, out from the roll up there like that, doing that there, and you know, and then you're like, the roll, clickety. It was great there, you have to see. And we always go down to the double, to the zoo, to the clickety. You know, we don't play hurling because we already go clickety, we wouldn't have the sticks going clickety too.
So yep. Tyrone at 8. At 7, again...
The worst accent in Ireland at number 7.
Maybe not the most perfect example, but...
I know Simon so long. I know him for like 10 years. It's only now... I can almost say anything to him on TV, you know? And he can give it up, but he can also take it back. So that's the good thing about him. He doesn't mind as long as it's real.
He doesn't sound like a Mayo man anymore.
I was just going to say, is that archetypal Mayo, really?
No, he doesn't...
Could Mayo, you claim that to be typically Mayo?
They all sound like roosters. Up Mayo! That's what they're all sounding like, roosters.
So what? Can you imagine what the X Factor might have been if Louis had stuck to his original Mayo?
You've got what it takes. You've got the X Factor. That's all. You don't sound like a... let's get off the... That's the horrible ones out of the way. Although, you wouldn't know. Cork in next. Love the Cork accent. Cork like Dublin. Cork like Dublin, though. There's millions of different Cork accents, so it's hard to pin it down.
Yeah, yeah. One of the most famous sons, of course.
You have to change your mentality. It's just nonsense from players speaking after the games about how great the supporters are. Listen, the supporters want to see the team doing a lot better and not giving daft goals away like that. So, I'm not too happy with all that nonsense. Again,
he's not too happy. Would you say that Roy is typical Cork? Would you say? Is that a fair?
You
spend loads of time in Cork.
Cork is like Dublin. There is no typical Cork.
Right,
there's too many accents in Cork. There is no typical Cork. It's pretty... It's Texas. It's got its own everything going on. It's got its own economy, its own socio-economic situation, its own city. It's probably got a hidden city nobody knows about unless you're born there. It's got its own thing. Then we're into Down at number 5. Stop, sure, that's like, you're fucking, whatever. Down is just like a sort of a half Tyrone, isn't it?
Right, yeah. But I struggle with a lot of these.
Down is just typical Nordy accent, isn't it?
Right.
Then we're into Limerick.
Limerick and this man.
Now, I want to ask you a number of questions this morning. Not from a political perspective, but because they're echoes of the questions I'm being asked on the doorsteps.
Right, so is that typical Limerick
issue
then?
Issue of water charges, and these questions are coming up on virtually every doorstep.
Yeah.
And I think you'll agree with me.
That's it.
At least I hope you will.
I mean, I think I'd rather the rubber bandits. Right.
Same here.
Yeah.
Willie O'Dea. Maybe that's what if you muffle a Limerick man with a moustache, that's probably what they sound like, all right, yeah? So a Limerick man with a muffler there.
Right, and then we've made it down to the top 3, right? We have a little sample for each of these 3, PJ.
Donegal in at number 3.
Donegal, which I thought might have been in with a shout of winning it, but...
The people that have supported me over the years and come to the concerts and everything, they're extremely loyal, and I love what I do, and they have, you know, allowed me to have this great life.
There you go.
Again, fairness,
just to remind you, way sexier than us.
It's like the voice of God, man.
You know,
Daniel Donald is like the voice of
way
God.
Way sexier than us.
If God, if there's a God up there speaking to anyone, that's exactly what it sounds like.
Hey, Dave.
Welcome to heaven.
Yeah, you know, like, that's
like
it.
Would you like a wee cup of tea?
Would you like a wee cup of tea? Sit down and I'll get you a cup of tea and you can find a couple of euro that it'll cost you. Right, so there you go.
Right, and this one again, I wouldn't have been able to pin an accent on this, although I suppose this is probably the most famous son. In at number two.
In at number two, the most neutral accent in Ireland is Kildare.
It was a brilliant night. Like, we're talking Johnny Depp, Bono, Glenn Hansard, Sinead O'Connor. Yeah. All amazing. Was it? It must have been spectacular.
The bee.
There you go.
Bono. It's the way he says spectacular. Bono, yeah. That's the real Kildare in him, isn't it? Wonderful night. Spectacular.
13 places better than Dublin.
I know. Shocking, yeah. I like him. Like, right as a cell man, he is.
Yeah.
But I think,
mean, come on.
But I want to put it up to you, Ray.
He's not 13 places better than us.
I think I sound at least 3 places sexier than or behind
than
you.
Maybe.
I don't know.
And
the number one, ladies and gentlemen, you probably narrowed it down. If you could follow this at all, you found out who it is.
If you were looking at your map, crossing these off as we go.
But pull up a chair, ladies and gentlemen, sit down, because this is Ireland's sexiest accent. It may make you swoon and fall over, but apparently it belongs to Derry.
I want nothing to do with that, to be quite honest. You know, I think it's a disgrace.
Why?
I think it's absolutely disgraceful.
Why?
You know, and then, you know, Mickey Hart jumping up and down and cheering and smiling afterwards, as if they've achieved something good. I'll tell you what they've achieved. They've achieved something absolutely rotten.
There you go. Absolutely rotten.
He's grey crack. Joe Brady makes me laugh.
Again, Derry, I might have thought Dana.
Dana.
Joe Brawley has the sexiest accent
in
all of Ireland.
When you hear it, though, there's something to it. The whole, you know, something rotten. Just get that little bit of sinister and that little bit of cuddly. It's got it both.
You're drifting there between Donegal and Derry.
That's exactly what Derry does. That's exactly what Derry does. It's called the Derry Doodah. You know what I mean? You can be harsh, you can be soft, you can sound Donegal, you can sound sort of...
There it is, folks.
Armagh.
Let us know what you reckon. That is apparently not made up by us. That is what we were given, what we were told are the sexiest counties of Ireland, ranked from 32 Lowly Leash to number one in Derry. Hard to believe.
I really can't believe.
I'm still struggling.
I'm beaten by Wicklow. I mean, you broken shower of hillbillies beating us. That's unbelievable.
It's terrible.
Shocked and upon. I'm going to have to lick me wounds myself now.
Yeah, wham. The Edge of Heaven here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 19 minutes to 9. Breakfast table quiz. If you fancy it, 087-188-0008. Fantastic break at the Beacon. Up for grabs this week. So 087-188-0008. Let us know if you want to play. Loads of WhatsApps in about the accents thing. Ben in Wicklow being very bold about the Westmeath accent, which, to be honest with you, I mean, in fairness, Wicklow didn't exactly cover itself in glory.
I don't think
Ben is originally from Wicklow. I think Ben might be English, actually. So he can probably laugh at all of the accents.
Well, you know what I mean? I'll be careful now, considering.
Anyway, there's a lot of this going on. Cork beat the Dubs again. Happy with sixth place now.
Unbelievable.
From Trevor and Nicola.
I know. Well, in fair, yeah. Well, I mean, of course, there's a certain Dublin arrogance that goes with it. But I am surprised we scored so low.
Mid-table mediocrity, buddy.
You know what I mean?
That's what we are. Mid-table mediocrity.
Pretty much, yeah. What can you do?
PJ and Jim, that was the best rundown of Irish accents I've ever heard. Was it really, though? When the Dubs are outside the top 10, even.
That's what we get. Well, at least there's whatever. What is there?
Somebody saying
14 counties or something below. I can't. I'm forgetting how to count. 32.
The Kildare accent is as flat as the Curra, says somebody.
Yeah. Well, there's argument for that, I suppose.
They still manage to be in third
better
place.
Better than us, lot, so we have to be quiet.
Most people from Wicklow are just ex-Dubs anyway.
Well, that's
Lisa.
True. They look at the one right across the table from me here. Look at them.
Well, exactly, yeah. Another one of the bashings there. Look, sexy Lily White's 1, Dubs 0. From Babs in Galway. Yeah, Babs in Galway, but from Kildare.
Oh, she's a kid. Oh, right. She's an exile. She's an exile out the west.
See that? She decided to forgo her Galway heritage because they were way down the list.
No, I think she lives in Galway, but she's from Kildare.
Yeah, but why doesn't she claim it? You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah, take that, Babs.
She's taking the high ground.
Whatever one is true, we've decided it isn't. So there you go, Babs. You can shove that in your Lily White.
And there's Stephen being, who's in Fermoy. Being all kind of politically correct. sitting on the fence there and saying, "Hi, PJ and Jim, I think the Dublin and Cork accents are very sexy."
Well, there you go, Stephen.
Well said, Stephen.
Thanks very much. He's in for Moy. Next time I go past for Moy, I'll drop in and we'll give each other a kiss.
Even if you are just really patting us on the head. But listen, the thing about it is, right, we did, obviously, PJ and myself, a little bit put out by the findings of that survey. So naturally, we had to do one of our own. Magic Mike has been all over this on social media, Twitter and Facebook, and he's been running his own poll.
Running poll there for since yesterday.
Yeah. So fear not, lads. The Dubs might make it in.
Wow. So here we go. Now, we're not going to go through a revamped 32, right? We're just going to go with the top three.
Yeah, top three.
So, the official findings of Magic Mike for PJ and Jim are as follows.
Here we go. The official Classic Hit surveys says that Derry are number three, whatever those Derry people
whatever
are doing.
Whatever they're doing.
I don't know what's going on.
They didn't make it to number one, but they're still top three,
no,
even in ours.
Top three. People love
people
Derry.
People love the Derry accent.
Is there someone very famous from Derry
that we're
now?
Missing?
Only Nadine Coyle.
But like a recent, no? Anyway.
Oh, I don't think so. I don't think they just seem to have that natural charm.
Actually, give us a shout. 087-188-0008. Is there somebody really famous with a really sexy voice from Derry that we're all forgetting about?
I can't imagine there is.
Okay.
Number two,
lads. Donegal getting a lot of love.
This is more or less the same accent. Like there's very little in it.
Yeah.
You know, whatever it is, it's that northwest thing. It's really getting people. It gets under people's skin.
And obviously, I'm assuming it's not necessarily the clip we played of Daniel O'Donnell. That's the one that's doing it for people.
Well, I can't think of anything better than that.
No. Yeah, yeah.
That's the sexiest accent in the world. Get out of it, Jim. What are you talking
Donegal,
about?
Donegal, I suppose.
Knocking
Who
Daniel O'Donnell. Who do you think you are?
Paddy Bonner, Shay Given.
Yeah.
Enya.
Well, Enya doesn't have an accent. She just opens her mouth and the sound of a whale comes out.
Yeah. Maybe that's it. Maybe they find it relaxing.
That's what I hear it in Killiney every so often. You hear tourists and all. Do you hear the whales? No, that's just Enya in the castle.
Okay, so the Forgotten County is in at number two. Number one, lads, will it be Dublin?
I doubt it.
Look at the faces on you. You're dying for this to be Dublin.
I
should have had a drum roll at the ready.
Well, get it ready, Jim. Get it ready.
We're
going to get kicked again, of course.
This is the official Classic Hits accents poll.
Was there a lot of people took part in this? Do we have numbers?
We're talking hundreds anyway.
Right.
Lads, number one.
Longest drum roll ever.
God. County Cork?
You're joking.
What a letdown. An absolute letdown.
We got walloped.
We didn't even feature, lads. I couldn't even put it anywhere in the top 10.
Wow. Well, in fairness, Cork does have a hell of an accent. Lots of them.
Just goes to show, Magic Mike can't even do a survey either. Unbelievable. Classic. Yeah, Robin S, Show Me Love here at Classic Hits. Thanks, by the way, to all the people who text in to say that it's probably Derry Girls, the success of Derry Girls on the TV that's put Derry back on the map with their sexy accents and all that kind of
stuff. Yeah, of course it is. It never crossed my mind.
How did we forget that? Derry Girls, a hugely successful series. I think it was the most popular, wasn't it? Comedy sitcom type series.
Ting and Me Bob Ting.
There. I think it topped the other big funny.
Don't think so.
Thing there.
Don't know what you're talking
the
about.
Young something or other.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
I think Derry Girls beat that as well.
No, don't think so.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's educational services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
Now, the Beacon Hotel in Sandyford, they're celebrating their new Urban Fox Brasserie and Bar in the Beacon. Decadent flavours and daring ingredients. If you want to check out more, thebeacon.com is the website. Brand new restaurant there, delicious European cuisine. It's the perfect brasserie and courtyard if you fancy barbecues, maybe a corporate event that you're planning, or just a casual event or a family event, anything like that. And of course, the Beacon Hotel on the Green Lewis line, which makes it kind of handy just in case you feel the urge to have a fizzy drink or anything like that. But three nights staying at the Beacon Hotel in Sandyford is our prize this week. Three nights, you get breakfast every morning, dinner on two of those evenings, and you even get an afternoon tea at a sister hotel in Dublin. So it's Covers it all. Everything covers you want everything. And more.
It's absolutely deadly and it's all there. But we do need a big quizzer because what was the score yesterday? It was 14.
I think so.
So we need 15 or more, which is a big ask. But you never know. We've done it a few times. We'll try it again. And Conor O'Keefe from Wicklow. In Wicklow. Is going to have a go this morning. How are you, Conor? How are you getting on?
It's all right. I'm not from Wicklow. I'm only walking down here.
Ah, good stuff.
So you sound like you might be a dub, Conor, are you?
I am indeed. Yeah, well,
good
am.
Man. Good
well,
man.
Unfortunately, Conor, that means you're as bad as we are.
In fact, you'd be better off being a Wicklow. Yeah. They were higher up than we were.
True.
Right, so it's a bit of a high score this morning, Conor.
Very high score, but give it a bash.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, we'll do what we can for you on this side anyway.
Absolutely. Lovely. Right, best of luck, Conor. Here we go.
Ruud van Hullet played for what nation?
Holland.
Yeah, what colour is the cross on the flag of England? Kilpatrick is located in what county?
Mayo.
What year will the next leap year be?
Next leap year, 2020.
Yeah, Anne Robinson hosted a quiz show called The Weakest What?
Link.
In the nursery rhyme Rub-a-Dub-Dub, how many men were in the tub?
Two.
Three. Who sings the song Candle in the Wind?
Candle in the Wind, John.
Yeah, Oompa Loompa's featured in what movie?
Charlie and Chocolate Factory.
Greenland is in the north of which ocean?
Atlantic.
Yeah, what is someone who shoes a horse called?
Blacksmith.
It's a farrier. Who played Neo in The Matrix? Okay. Who played Neo in The Matrix?
Keanu Reeves.
Which teen horror trilogy starred Courtney Cox and David Arquette?
Scary Movie.
Scream. The Kruger National Park is in what African country?
Canada.
It's in South Africa. What adult cartoon features characters Eric Cartman and Kenny?
South Park.
Seville and Valencia are in what country?
Italy.
It's in Spain. Episode 1 of the film series The Phantom Menace. Oh, God. Episode 1 of which film series is called The Phantom Menace?
Star Wars.
Yeah, that's the job. We'll give him the blacksmith as well. Come on.
Yeah,
okay.
Blacksmith put on horse shoes all the time.
Apparently they make them where the farrier puts them on, but I'm going to give it to you. You have it.
Come on, PJ.
Don't worry, Conor. We're going to give it to you.
Right, which means your final score was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Ah. I tell you something, that would have been, that's a winning score on any other week,
Conor. Most weeks, that would do it. Most weeks, that would be good enough.
That's a worry, lads. You have to try these things.
You do.
Absolutely, yeah.
Brave man, Conor. Fair play to you. You did well. Listen, have a cracking day, man. Take care of yourself.
Thanks a million. Have a good one.
Cheers.
Good luck escaping Wicklow.